Today we continue our sermon series on Mythbusters. We're looking at statements Christian people say without really exploring the deeper meaning. Although they contain truth, they may not be entirely true or helpful. They might even cause problems and pain for people. The inspiration for this series is from a book by Adam Hamilton called Half-Truths. The first week we explored the myth, everything happens for a reason. Last week we looked at God helps those who help themselves. And today's Mythbuster is this: God won't give you more than you can handle. God won't give you more than you can handle. Do you believe that to be true? What do you think of that? This saying is often backed by scripture, and the scripture usually given as the basis for this quote is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, which says, God is faithful and will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the tempting, God will also provide this way out so that you may be able to endure it. This does kind of sound like it's saying God won't give us more than we can handle, doesn't it? But really, this scripture wasn't at all written to address the hard times and the hard things that we experience in life. Instead, that scripture is all about temptation. Paul is writing a letter to the Christians in Corinth, where pagan worship was prevalent, along with its feast and festivities and its temple prostitutes. New Christians there, they had left the pagan ways behind as they chose this new life in Christ, but they found themselves easily slipping back into the old practices, as so easily can happen. In this scripture, Paul is trying to help these early Christians deal with this temptation. He reminds them that wrestling with temptation is a common thing. It's common to every generation among every people. And he was trying to tell these new Christians that they were going to face temptation, but when they faced temptation, God would make a way through it for them. Don't all of us struggle with temptation of one sort or other from time to time? When we do, it's important for us to remember that it isn't God who tempts us. James chapter 1, verse 13 assures us that God doesn't tempt us. But Scripture tells us that God provides a way when we face temptation to overcome that temptation if we want it, ask for it, search for it, and grasp it. You see, this particular scripture reading, it isn't really saying that God won't give you more than you can handle. Instead, it's promising us that God will always find a way for us to overcome temptation. God won't give you more than you can handle. For some people, that particular phrase is an encouraging and a helpful statement. It gives them hope that no matter what they are going through, God will see them through. So in this way, that statement is very true, very comforting. It can help us claim God's strength and power and guidance. It can keep us from giving up, can keep us from losing hope. And yet, when you really think about this statement, it has some pretty serious inherent problems. It starts off with these words: God won't give you. Some people hear in this message that all the bad and painful stuff in life comes to us from God. It can be heard to say that God is going to give you tough things to handle in life, but will stop just short of those things utterly and totally destroying you. So you've lost two loved ones in the past year. Hang in there, because God won't give you more than you can handle. You might be able to handle losing a third or a fourth loved one, but don't worry, God's going to give up just before you collapse. Is that comforting? So you're walking through a tough time, And someone tells you that God has given you this stuff, but don't worry because you must be a strong person or God wouldn't have put that on you. I don't know about you, but that does not sound very comforting to me. God giving us bad things and stopping before we break, that doesn't sound like the God I know, the God I love. That sounds like bad theology to me. How about to you? We talked in the first sermon on this Mythbusters series about how God doesn't orchestrate every detail in our lives and in this world, but rather than bringing us bad stuff to deal with, God is working in the messiness of this life to bring blessings to us. God isn't, doesn't, hasn't brought bad things to us. God isn't in the business of giving us bad things to deal with to make us stronger. God does not allow us to experience terrible things up to a point, and then when we can't handle it any longer, all of a sudden God makes it stop. No. Instead, the dominant message of Scripture is that sometimes life is very hard. Incredibly hard. And sometimes we simply cannot handle it on our own. That's why we need God. That's why we need the church. That's why we need doctors and surgeons and counselors and therapists. That's why we need each other. Cancers happen. Not because God injects cancer into someone's body, but because when you have a trillion cells in your body that are always reproducing, sometimes some of the DNA information gets lost or broken in the translation. Hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, and other acts of nature occur. We recognize these as part of how our planet works, and sometimes these natural systems are going to bring pain and tragedy. Sometimes people are going to do things that hurt us. Sometimes we are going to take actions that bring pain into our own lives and into the lives of others. All of this, it's part of the human experience. The good news is that in the midst of our human experience, God walks with us and will sustain us and see us through. The worst thing that can happen to us is not the last thing. None of these things have the final word in our lives. That's what Jesus' resurrection, what his life teaches us. If we're like most people, we're going to have challenges in life, some significant, some devastatingly life-changing. There are going to be times when we simply can't handle all that life will throw at us. We will need help. And God wants to be that very help. So during those times, when we don't have the strength to handle things on our own, let's talk to God, even if we can't sense that God is there. And when we have a friend who isn't even able to talk to God because they're in such a time of difficult and pain, then let's pray for them until they can pray for themselves. When we don't have the strength to handle things on our own, let's listen to Scripture and others of faith as to how they got through their hardest, darkest times. Let's believe that God is genuinely with us and will see us through. Let's trust that God is indeed as close to us as our very breath. Let's have faith that God is working to create blessing even in the midst of pain and struggle. Let's believe that God is going to bring us through, and let us know. Let us know in the core of our being that no matter what we are going through, no matter how life-changing, that there is still hope for us, still meaning, still purpose, still joy for us. Remember that the worst thing we can imagine will not have the final word in our life. Cling to the promise that God will sustain us, will send people to carry us, will hold us in the midst of this. Here is how Scripture talks about this in Romans chapter 8. The question is asked, what can separate us from the love of God? What can be so awful that we no longer have God's presence with us? And this is the answer given. I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Nothing that can happen, the worst thing that we can imagine, can separate us from God's love. So nothing can take hope from us. These words from Scripture were the words that sustained and encouraged the Apostle Paul when he was in prison awaiting his execution. And these words can help you and me in our daily lives. Annie Johnson Flint was born in 1866 in New Jersey. Her mother died before she was even 3 years old. And then soon after, her dad became so sick that he couldn't take care of the children. And so the children were adopted. But fortunately, they were adopted by a wonderful family, the Flint family. But before Annie finished high school, both of her adoptive parents had died. Can you imagine that kind of sense of loss? Annie, she longed to be a teacher, and she worked hard and accomplished her goal. Early in her career, though, she was diagnosed with a degenerative bone disease. Eventually, she was unable to walk, so she spent the rest of her life in a wheelchair. She wasn't able to teach anymore, and so she focused on writing instead. One of her pieces of poetry is the well-known, "God Hath Not Promised." Listen to some of the words from that hymn, written by a woman who had more to handle than she could possibly handle on her own. She writes, "God hath not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love." Friends, when you find yourself in a situation where you're dealing with temptation, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, and remember that God is faithful. And when you face temptation, God will provide a way for you to overcome it. When you're walking through hard times, know that it is okay and it is right to admit that you can't handle this by yourself. Remember that Scripture promises us in Psalm 46 that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Know, too, that your family and your church and your community are here to help and support you as the hands and feet and heart of Christ. And know that other people are going to be looking to you for help. Together, let's trust God and let's hang on tight. Here's the gist of it. The saying, "God won't give you more than you can handle," it is not fully true. And it can cause pain and a whole lot of questioning. But there is a statement that is fully true and does offer hope. And it is this: God will help you handle all that you've been given. God will help you handle all that you've been given. This phrase, it acknowledges the fact that we can't on our own handle everything that comes at us in life. It invites us to seek the help of others, to place our trust in God. When we When others are going through challenging times, that's the promise that we can cling to, the promise that we can offer others. God will help us handle all that we've been given. And God often provides this help through the church, through you, and through me. Amen.